What is the primary thing you are pursuing in your life? You may be surprised by your answer. A baby is born into the world so helpless, so needy. We want so many things for them: health, joy, and love. What is something that you might desire for that baby? Proverbs 4:7 says, "The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, and whatever you get insight." Take a deep breath. Hold it for a moment and release it, along with any tension you might be feeling. Allow your heart to react to the words of this proverb. What can you honestly say you've been pursuing instead of wisdom? We are to seek God, His wisdom, like we would seek hidden treasure. And we seek it at the feet of Jesus. When we climb into the arms of the God of all knowledge and wisdom, we should come humbly, desiring to learn and grow. It doesn't matter how old you are. There is always more to learn on this side of heaven. As you consider what it is that you are seeking in life, consider being like one of the original followers of Jesus, listening raptly at His feet as He teaches you. Jesus, you say that you came to bring us life, and life to the full. Through your death and resurrection, you brought hope to life. You gave us access to heaven and the limitless goodness and wisdom of the Father. Give me the desire to seek you and teach me to value you above anything else. In your name I pray. Amen. As we continue, take a few deep, cleansing breaths. Find a posture that helps you focus on your prayer today. Keep breathing deeply. Bow your head, or even fold your hands, or find a piece of nature to look at as you settle in and keep breathing deeply. Wisdom starts with the admission that we simply don't know everything. Take a moment and humble yourself before the God of everything and confess any pride that may be holding you back today. He is the God who laid the foundations of the earth. He is the God who commands the mornings and causes the dawn to know its place. He is the creator of wisdom and understanding. Listen while I read Proverbs 4:7 in the English Standard Version. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. What stood out to you from that proverb? Listen again and ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate something for you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. And whatever you get insight. What is God saying to you? Consider the people you surround yourself with. The things you're reading, what you're listening to, watching on TV. All these things speak into your life. But their wisdom may not be godly. How are you pursuing wisdom in your life today? With your eyes still closed, listen again as I read Proverbs 4:7 from the Amplified Bible. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom, for skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. And with all you have gotten, get understanding. Discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Did anything stand out in a different way? Or is there something that God keeps pressing on your heart? Talk to Him about it now. How are we supposed to begin chasing wisdom if we don't know which direction to take? If we are having financial trouble, we might think wisdom comes from listening to a popular podcast on finances. If we have relationship issues, we might buy the latest book about relationships. But Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." What do you think it means to fear the Lord and to have knowledge of Him? Ask God now to show you how to fear Him and how to know Him. If we fear the Lord, and are truly in awe of who he is and what he has done for us. We begin to understand what it means for him to guide our steps. Ask him now to give you discernment and wisdom. Listen one final time as I read and you reflect on Proverbs 4:7 from the English Standard Version. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. And whatever you get insight. What is it you are chasing after? What do you want most out of your life? Imagine that thing, see it, picture it. Now stop. Stop chasing. Take a deep breath and focus on the connection between you and God. Breathe in deeply and slowly, and breathe out. And as you do, think about what your relationship with him looks like. Proverbs says that the highest good is wisdom. Wisdom starts with fear of the Lord. Listen as I read God's words to you from Job 38 and think about who he is. Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that a flood of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings that they may go and say to you, here we are? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts or giving understanding to the mind? Who can number the clouds by wisdom? Whisper your answer to him. He is the God who made wisdom. He is the one who breathes life. And he gave his son as a sacrifice to conquer death so that he could pour into us all the things that he is. How will you trust him with your life? Tell him. Take a moment and do a little business with God. If you have never asked him into your life, do that now. If you are already part of the family of God, ask him to help you. Fully trust him. Let's pray together. Dear God, you are the foundation of all wisdom. As you said to Job, you are who laid the foundations of the earth and the one who determined its measurements. You are the one who shut in the sea with doors, who commands the morning and causes the dawn to know its place. Let me seek you with every breath. Let me desire your wisdom with my whole heart. Teach me, dear God. Let me grow in knowledge of you every day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. As you come out of this stillness of prayer, take just one more moment to remember what it is that you are pursuing. How does your to-do list or the motive behind your to-do list change if you pursue wisdom today instead of your own goals? We look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow, and until then, may you meditate and abide in Christ.